The shaila comes up during Slichos is, if there's a bris milah on one of the days of Slichos, do you say Tachanun during Slichos? Everybody agrees you don't say Tachanun during Shacharis of the bris milah, but what about Slichos of the bris milah? So the Pishchei Tshuva deals with the shaila and Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, and he says that one should say Tachanun. What's the reason? Because he's assuming the case that you're saying the Slichos prior to Netzach Hama. So now he really says if it's before Alos, Hashachar, which is Ashmaros Halayla, Balayla, there's no Chiv of Bris Milah at that point. So Vaday, you say Tachanun, because it has nothing to do with the Bris Milah. But let's say you're saying Slichos after Alos, but before Nates. So really the Mitzvah Milah should be after Nates. It's after Nates, that's when the first Chiv comes. So therefore, since before Alos, rather before Nates, you're saying Slichos, so then one should say Tachanun, because it's not a Mitzvah of Mila just yet. But then he's not really sure, because Rashi in Megillah Daf Chaf, the Mishnah, talks about the inyan of all the mitzvos that are bayom should be done only after Nates. But she'asu mishalura mashachar kasha, the Mishnah says. If you did any mitzvah bayom after Alos, even though that's really too early, you yod to the mitzvah. So why yod to the mitzvah? Why is it only b'di'evid? So Rashi says, because really from Alos Hashachar, it's really yamamahu, it's really the daytime. Aval lefi she'ena kol b'kin, since not everybody knows exactly when Alos is, tzrich lahamten atzeh netzachama, wait till netzachama, where it's really, really certainly daytime. But in a chanami, it's really daytime after Alos. It's just we don't know any better. So even according to Rashi, it's lichachilas man to start saying Alos. We just don't know. So if one were to do it, you would say, so since it's really lichachila, so maybe the chi of Mila kicks in then, and one shouldn't say Slichos. That's what he's not really sure about. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who deals with the Shaila, says it really depends how to view that time period between Alos and Nates. How b'di'evid, how lichachila is it? Is it b'di'evid, in which case it's not really the time of Mila, and one should say Tachanun, or no, it's considered l'chachi, like Rashi says, we just don't know about it, and therefore, when one says Slichos, one really shouldn't say Tachanun, because it's the day of the Bris Milah. And he says it's similar to what we find in Tosfos. Tosfos talks about in Pesachim, Daf Hei, and Aleph, about the Shechita. Therefore, if it, he says, Kevin to the Evid, im shachar a Pesach, kodma tamid, if a person shechs the Karim Pesach before the Tamid, it's really a good Shechita, because the Zman of Pesach is already from Chatzos. So b'di'evid, the person shechs earlier, it's still considered a good Karim Pesach. So it sounds from there, even the Zman b'di'evid is considered a good Zman. So therefore, since Alos, even though it's b'di'evid, it's still considered the Zman of Bris Milah. And this question of b'di'evid Zmanim affect other areas as well. He talks about another shaila of an onin. So we know if an onin is pata from all mitzvahs, but let's say he's chayiv in Shacharis, and then he finds out someone dies in his family relative, so he can't daven anymore. An onin doesn't do any mitzvahs. But then after the burial, so now he missed Shacharis. And since if he was pater, he was never a Zman Chi of Shacharis when he was an onin, so he doesn't have to make it up. He was onus. But let's say there was a Zman Chi of Shacharis. He didn't get a chance to daven. Then he became an onin, so it comes Mincha time, he has to make up Shacharis. He davens too. He davens Tashlumin. So what if after Alos, but before Nates, he finds out that a relative dies, he becomes an onin? So do we say that Zman between Alos and Nate is considered a Chiv? Since b'di'evid, if one were to daven, you'd be Yotze, your Shacharis. So since it's b'di'evid, there's a Chiv, would you have to make it up? Or since it's only b'di'evid to daven during that Zman, it's not called a real Chiv in the first place, and you wouldn't have to make up Tashlumim. That's one suffix of Tzvi Pesach Frank has. Then he has another suffix. What about Mincha Gedola versus Mincha Katana? The same question with an onin. So according to the Rambam, one's not supposed to daven Mincha Gedola, only much later in the day, Mincha Katana. B'di'evid, if you daven Mincha Gedola, you're Yotze. So let's say a person becomes an onin after Mincha Gedola, but before Mincha Katana, so does he have to make up that Zman? Is that considered a Lichachila Zman, or is that a B'di'evid Zman? And yet another one, let's say you assume that Lichachila Mincha Gedol is considered a good Zman. What about the half hour after Chatzos? There's that first half hour, which is a machlokas, whether or not if you've davened that time, you're Yotzeh B'di'evid, Lichachila, you should wait until a half an hour after Chatzos during the daytime. So same question, let's say a person loses a relative after Chatzos, but within those first 30 minutes, is that considered enough of a chiyah for him to have a tashlum? So there are a number of arenas that we have this suffix for. So the Maisa, what do we do? So Mate Ephraim writes that really on the day of a bris milah, a person should say Slichos. Even if, he says, even if Slichos take place after Nates, which many minyanim have after Nates, it's even though it's during the Zman of the Bris Milah, one still says Tachanun, very much against what the Pishchei Tshuva and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was saying. Their Shiloh is only between Alos and Nate, because they weren't sure that Taman was Lichachila B'diavid, but they assumed certainly after Nate, one would not say Slichos Tachnun during Slichos on the day of Bris Milah. But the Matir Ephraim says no, one would still say Tachnun during Slichos, even though it's Bayom of the Bris Milah. What's the reason? So he first brings a Raya from Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody agrees during Shacharis of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Tachnun, yet when we say Slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do say Tachnun. Even if you were to say Slichos after Nate's already, everyone's custom is to still say Slichos, Tachnun during the Slichos, even though during Shacharis of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to say Tachnun. What's his reason? He says, because the initial takana of Slichos was to be said Bashmoros Halayla, at the end of the nighttime. And that's the ideal Zman, where it's not Yom yet, where it's not a Chiv to have a Bris Milah. There's no Chiv Tefillah yet. So since that's the ideal Zman, it was in this kind, it was established in such a way that one should always say Tachnun and shouldn't be affected by anything taking place during the daytime, even if Lamais you're saying during the daytime, the initial takana was to say Balayla with Tachnun.